Christians are next on the hit list in Syria, and believers are getting more boots on the ground, responding to what's becoming known as Snowhurricane Sandy. Orphan Sunday is right around the corner. Know what it is? Well, stay tuned and find out about it in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Car bombings this week, along with reports of kidnappings and murders, mean that Syrian Christians seem to be running around with targets painted on their backs. Open Doors spokesman Jerry Dykstra confirms the trouble is growing in Aleppo, Damascus, and Homs.
More and more Muslim extremists are participating in the rebel army, and their goal is to make Syria a Sharia country. And so, you know, I think that's the main reason why they're being targeted. They want Christians to leave, like in many of these other surrounding countries.
That leaves believers wondering if they should flee. But Dykstra says the church has become a beacon of light in the darkness.
As some relief supplies get there and Bibles get there with our partners, we're finding out that Muslims are asking, why would you help us? The church tells them, to Christ there is no difference. Everyone needs Jesus.
Syria's church is one focus of the November 11th International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. You can still sign up at missionnetworknews.org. Next, wind, flood, fire, and snow have all hit the East Coast. Hurricane Sandy has put the Southern Baptist Disaster Relief Volunteers into action. They're heading towards the hardest-hit areas in New York and New Jersey to help those in need. And yet another set of volunteers are heading towards southern West Virginia, where over 200,000 homes are without power due to a spin-off blizzard. Pray that the teams can share the hope of Christ as they're meeting the physical needs of those people. You're listening to Mission Network News. Fighting between Muslims and Buddhists in Burma has put thousands of people in refugee camps. K.P. Yohannan, president of Gospel for Asia, says your prayers are needed.
There's been some sense, maybe finally democracy will come into the country, but these kind of ethnic conflict and unnecessary killings of hundreds of people only complicates the matter. And I think the body of Christ all over the world need to pray that the possibility of the nation being free for the gospel will come to pass.
GFA teams in Bangladesh are bringing more than just the physical help to the refugees. They're also telling them about Jesus.
And when they hear about Jesus, there's hope regardless who they are, and we are able to pray with them and lead them to Christ.
Pray for safety and respite for ethnic refugees in Burma. You can help GFA financially, too. You'll find a link at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, believers are attacked every year in southern India. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says those attacks are coming even more often now.
This year, things are getting worse, and the fear is that the persecution could get even more intense.
Key leaders of the ruling Hindu Nationalist Party in Karnataka state are accused of corruption. In the run-up to elections, nationals are rallying their voter base by persecuting Christians.
It's not surprising that these are the tactics. Christians out throughout India, and especially in places like Karnataka state where they're in the minority, they are an easy scapegoat.
What can we do about it?
It's not an easy situation, but prayer, of course, is always the first and foremost thing that we need to do.
Pray for believers facing persecution, and pray for the church in Karnataka.
That they would not be intimidated from extending love and mercy to those that don't know Jesus Christ, including those that are perpetrating these attacks.
And with 153 million orphans in the world, have you ever wondered how you can help? On November 4th, churches, organizations, and individuals are all participating in Orphan Sunday. Bethany Christian Services wants to inspire, equip, and connect Christians to reflect God's heart in caring for the orphans. They do this through adoption, foster care, and global orphan care initiatives. For more on Orphan Sunday, go to missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to send you a free Russian Christmas ornament. Why? To remind you to pray for orphans and street kids who will come to Christ in the former Soviet Union this Christmas through the local church-led Project Hope Christmas Initiative. Get your free Russian Christmas ornament by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the ornament link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.